El Niño not only brought the California desert into riotous bloom, it also revived old varieties of wildflowers that are seldom seen. We talked today with Ed Peterson, who spent more than 30 years collecting wildflower seeds for the Theodore Payne Foundation. Mr. Peterson gets out and about in the hills around Los Angeles and in the desert.
It is a year that one might see once or twice in a lifetime. The desert is particularly receptive to extra rain. I was out in the Antelope Valley recently with a co-leader on a trip there. We saw some spectacular flowers there on one dirt road. We rode for several miles past a virtual carpet of orange poppies and yellow gold fields. Really an outstanding display.
Now, what have you seen in the desert that you hadn't seen before in your career?
I think the pepper grass was one thing. They have a yellow blossom, and we witnessed quite a large field of them. And also, there was a very wide display of the dune primrose, large white flowers, and I can imagine what they would be in the moonlight.
Right, boy. Now explain this to us, Mr. Peterson. These seeds, these flowers have been dormant, the new ones you're seeing, have been dormant for how many years, do you think?
It's hard to tell. The seeds on many of these wildflowers will last for 20 or 30 years. They're just waiting for enough moisture.
So they've been sort of hiding there in the ground?
That's correct. Nature maintains the species through its seeds in the desert areas. It's the only way that it can survive the long drought.
What is the oldest seed that you know about that has started growing and blossomed?
We had one that was collected by Theodore Payne back in 1918, and 2 years ago they germinated and they grew, but it did not blossom because it was not properly taken care of, I guess.
From 1918?
From 1918.
Wow.
Yes.
You mentioned Theodore Payne. Tell us about Mr. Payne, please.
Mr. Payne was an Englishman who was trained in the nursery business. He came to America in the 1890s, and he noticed before long that our wildflowers were disappearing. And so he set out to try to perpetuate them and to introduce them to the public. Mm-hmm. And he eventually established a nursery for himself on Los Feliz Boulevard between Hollywood and Glendale. There he grew native plants as well as others. He collected wildflower seeds in the wild and introduced over 400 species of native wildflowers to the public.
And is it fair to say that you were sort of a protege of Mr. Payne?
Well, I'm one of the followers, we'll say. I knew Mr. Payne just near the end of his life, and he was looking for a young man to take over his work. And finding none, a foundation was established, the Theodore Payne Foundation, with which I have worked for some 37 years now. And I've been collecting seeds for 33 years.
So you were in fact, a young man taking over his work?
That's correct, in a way.
Because he died when he was 91, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're what now?
I'm 93 now.
93 years old. And do you have somebody who will be following along in your footsteps?
Not as yet, but we are looking for someone now, and I'm hopeful that he will be able to do what is necessary to carry on Mr. Payne's work.
Is there a wildflower on your life list that you've never been able to see growing?
Yes, there is. It's a cardinal lobelia, a red-flowered lobelia. I've looked for it many times, but have never yet seen it.
What would it look like?
It's an annual plant, about 2 feet tall, with red flowers, rather tubular flowers. And I know pretty well what it looks like, but I've never found one as yet.
Mr. Peterson, I do hope that you find that flower.
I hope. I will keep looking.
Okay. Thank you for talking with us, sir.
You're welcome.
Ed Peterson speaking with us from Los Angeles. He's with the Theodore Payne Foundation.